USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As you continue to celebrate your Thanksgiving, if you're heading out and about, prepare to pay more for gasoline than you have in 7 years. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.39 a gallon. President Biden announced earlier this week he would be releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. Scott Hayes with the Toledo Oil Refinery says a lot more can be done.
I don't think so. I think 50 million barrels is a symbolic gesture. The president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately.
Those who get reinfected with COVID-19 won't likely end up in the hospital or die from the disease. That's according to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Justice Department is asking a federal appeals court to lift the pause on the government's vaccine requirement for large businesses. A brief filed with the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals says the threat to workers in the ongoing COVID pandemic is ongoing and overwhelming. This as a number of Republican-led states are suing to stop the mandate for businesses with more than 100 workers, including Arizona, where Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says,
as a result of the hypocrisy of the Biden administration, people that enter the country illegally aren't being forced to have the vaccine, and yet hardworking American taxpayers are being put in an untenable position. The reality is what's next? Are we going to have vaccine stations along our interstate instead of way stations?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden family wishing folks across the nation a happy Thanksgiving. Biden spending his Thanksgiving at a billionaire's mansion in Nantucket, Massachusetts. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. delegation of lawmakers is reportedly headed to Taiwan to discuss military ties between the two countries. Taiwan's central news agency saying 5 members of the U.S. House are expected to arrive on Friday for meetings with Taiwan's defense ministry and will also have meetings with the country's president. Reaction continuing to come in to the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda.
President Biden attempting to ease American minds before jetting off on Thanksgiving holiday. He's telling the American people he needs his massively expensive social spending bill, or Build Back Better, to bring inflation down. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News, you cannot buy your way out of inflation.
Everything costs more is my take. The American people understand it. You want to buy a home, it costs more. You want to rent an apartment, it costs more. To put food on the table, it costs more. To put gas in your car, it costs more. To buy a Thanksgiving turkey or Christmas presents, it all costs more. And what is Joe Biden doing? Hanging out on Nantucket at a billionaire's house. If we spend $2 trillion more, it will help inflation. There's not a sane person on the planet who believes that.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
This is a time to put politics aside, spend time with your loved ones, and talk about what you're grateful for. The American people can be assured that he will continue to press to lower their costs and ensure they have more breathing room.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.